Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. We hear these beautiful words in the first part of verse 10 in Psalm 46. The psalmist begins and ends this psalm acknowledging that God is with us and that God is our refuge, especially in times of trouble. The psalmist boldly proclaims that because we have God with us, we have no reason to fear. When we engage in a guided meditation, we are consenting to a kind of stillness into which we can bring all of who we are into God's presence. All our thoughts and emotions are welcome. As our meditation unfolds and outer stillness becomes inner stillness, we come to know and to trust God more deeply. This is not magic, but it is mystery, a mystery that deepens over time. I invite you to pause for a few moments to get comfortable. Settle into your chair and put both feet on the ground. If there is any part of your body that needs to shift for comfort, take time to do that. Get in touch with what you think and how you feel about growing closer to God. As you breathe, breathe deeply. With each breath in, imagine the Spirit of God filling your entire body with stillness. With each breath out, allow yourself to release any thoughts or feelings that carry you away from the stillness of God. Let's breathe together. Breathing in spirit, we breathe out fear. Breathing in spirit, we breathe out mistrust. Breathing in spirit, we breathe out distractions. As this guided meditation unfolds, I encourage you to settle into a breathing pattern that continues this rhythm. Your breathing will help you hold inner stillness as you allow the images to come alive in your imagination. This aliveness will be different for each of us. Some will envision the imagery quite vividly, almost like a movie playing in the imagination. Others might only get a sense of awareness within the meditation. Although you will be following my voice, you are always in control of your experience. If at any time you feel uncomfortable and want to stop the meditation, simply open your eyes and you will be right there in the room where you are, safe and fully present. If you have not already closed your eyes, I invite you to close them on your next in-breath and notice once again the rhythm of your breathing. As we continue to breathe together, follow my voice and allow yourself to take a walk in your imagination as we make our way to the great outdoors. What kind of day is it in your imagination? Is it sunny and spring-like, overcast with a threat of rain, or something else? As you continue walking, you notice there is a wooded area up ahead of you with tall trees swaying in the gentle breeze. Can you hear the whispers of spirit in the trees calling you? You see an opening in the trees and you walk toward it. When you arrive at the entrance to the path, you notice there is a natural trail. Allow your emotions to become known to you. How do you feel about embarking on the journey this path will take you on? Don't try to change your feelings or your thoughts. Just notice them. Now allow the path to lead you through the trees. Enjoy your walk. It may be a short one, or it may be a meandering hike. Just breathe and let it be what it will be. The path leads you to the edge of a small clearing with a beautiful body of crystal clear water. You may know this place, or it may be a place created in your imagination just for you. Gaze upon the scene before you. Take a few moments to breathe in this majestic sanctuary. When you are ready, move closer to the water so you can see it well. What do you see at the water's edge? Are there any animals, plants, insects? If flowers are blooming there, what color are they? Can you smell them? Can you see any fish swimming in the water? Turtles sunning on the rocks? Perhaps all you can see besides water is sand or dirt. Look around. Is there somewhere you might sit to enjoy this sanctuary that is your soul's refuge? Perhaps there's a wooden bench, or maybe someone has left a colorful blanket for you on the soft ground. Listen to the flowing water and the gentle breeze as you sit and breathe in the fresh air. As you listen to the sounds of nature surrounding you, you also hear the faint sounds of footsteps. With each one, they seem to come closer and closer to you. Turn toward the sound of the footsteps to see who has come to join you in this refuge of your soul. Perhaps it is Jesus. How does his presence make you feel? What expression is on his face as he comes to you? Let that expression embrace you. What does Jesus say as he greets you? How do you welcome Jesus into this sacred space you've created? Is there anything you would like to say to Jesus? Perhaps a question you would like to ask? It is okay to ask, or to simply let your heart speak with no words. Allow yourself to receive with gratitude any response, with or without words, that Jesus gives to you. See if you can settle into a place of deep trust and stillness with Jesus. When it is time for him to leave, allow Jesus to lead you to the water. Watch as he leans down and playfully scoops up a handful of water and says, "I am always with you." Remember your baptism and know that you are the beloved of God. Receive this blessing as a sign of God's love for you in any way that feels comfortable. Jesus might touch your forehead or brush your cheek. He might hug you or simply hold your hand for a few moments. Would you like to offer Jesus a blessing as he leaves to show him how much you love him? What blessing do you offer him? As he disappears from your sight, know that this is not goodbye. It is until we meet again, for you can visit with Jesus in your imagination anytime you feel drawn to. As our meditation is drawing to a close, notice how the inner stillness is holding you or not. Because we dwell in mystery and not magic, you may not have experienced this meditation the way it was guided. And that is okay. When we open our imagination to God, everything belongs as God guides each one of us and gives us what we need. Take one last long look around this beautiful refuge that you and God have created together in your imagination. As you continue to breathe with me, follow my voice back to the room you are in. Feel the comfort of your body in the chair and the grounding of your feet on the floor. Hear these words of the psalmist once again and lean into them. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. When you are ready, open your eyes with a deep cleansing breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Before you move on, consider if there is a word, a phrase, or an image from this meditation that you can carry with you into your day. Grace and peace to you. Amen.